Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to begin a new series. We just finished talking on the subject of faith, and we covered it for many, many broadcasts, giving you all the principles of faith and how to make your faith strong, effective, and victorious. Now that you have heard the word on faith, I hope that you've been listening to these broadcasts and that you'll begin to listen to every one that we're going to talk about now in this new series, as we're going to talk about accurate New Testament prayer. Accurate New Testament prayer. This particular message is going to be vitally important for you to grab hold of. It's going to change your life, I believe, if you do not have the New Testament principles of prayer established in you. I've written a book on this as well. If anyone's interested in that, you can let us know and just give us a call. We'll have tapes available of the broadcast as well as the book that I've written on this. Accurate New Testament prayer. Let's begin. What prayer is not? That's one of the most important things we need to realize. Many people have just prayed whatever they just want to pray, and they just think that that's prayer. But I'll tell you, prayer is not the traditional prayers of men. We have got to pray according to God's Word, not just the way you want. You just don't pray and get an audience of God just because of the fact that you just want to pray however you want. We don't pray traditional prayers of men. We're going to pray in line with God's Word if we're going to be accurate and see results. Also, prayer is not telling God about your problem. A lot of people think, what do you mean? Why wouldn't I want to go tell God about my problem? The Bible says that He already knows what you have need of before you ask. He already knows everything about the problem that you have. What do we need to pray? Do we pray the problem? No. We pray the answer, which is the Word of God. Prayer is the means whereby you release the power of God and you put into operation the principles that God has laid down in order to see the promises of God come to pass. Prayer is the means whereby you're going to release these promises to be manifest in your life. Therefore, telling God about your problem isn't going to help anything. You need to speak His answer. That's what you're doing when you are praying. Prayer is also not bombarding the gates of heaven to get through. You know, that old traditional attitude people have, well, I'm just going to pray and I'm just going to bombard the gates of heaven till I finally get through. Well, that's ridiculous. That's not in line with the Word of God whatsoever. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. You know, we've been born again. If you've received Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, you've been born again. You now have been redeemed by the blood. You have a blood covenant with God, and you have the boldness to enter into the holiest, into the very presence of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. In fact, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. We have an open door to come boldly to the throne of grace so we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. And this is the time of grace and mercy and peace. So we don't need to bombard the gates of heaven to get through. That's ridiculous. Whenever you pray, you can come boldly to the throne of grace, and you are going to have an audience with God, and He's going to hear your prayer if you pray an accurate New Testament prayer in line with His Word. You must pray in line with His principles, and we'll be covering that in this series of messages on New Testament prayer. Prayer is also not asking and asking and asking and badgering God so that He finally hears and answers us. Some people will say, well, I'm just going to keep asking and asking and asking, and I believe that God someday will finally give me the promise. That's not New Testament prayer. God has already given us all the promises of God. They're already ours, and He wants us to pray to release them to come to pass. 1 Peter 3:12 says this, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. If that's the truth, which it is, then we don't have to sit there and ask and badger God so He finally hears and answers us. That's ridiculous. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. Have you been made righteous? If you're born again, you've been made the righteousness of God in Him. and his ears are open unto their prayers, the prayers of the righteous. And that's because you're in right standing with God, and you're going to pray according to the ways of righteousness, the word of righteousness. When you pray in line with his word, his ears are open to your prayers. And if he hears you, you know you have the petitions that you've desired of him, the Bible says. You know that you're going to see the prayers answered. So prayer's not asking, badgering God. If you've been doing that, you need to change your ways and get in line with these principles and pray and know that God has heard your prayer. And when you know he's heard your prayer, you know you're going to get it coming to pass. It's going to come into manifestation in your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Here's another point that prayer shows as the answer to another lie that people have believed, that prayer is convincing God that he should give us the promise. You don't need to convince God to give you the promise. He's already given you the promises of God. All the promises of God in him are yea and in him amen under the glory of God by us. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. All the promises of God in him are yea, that's yes, and in him amen, that's so be it. God doesn't have some promises for some and not for others. You know, a lot of people say, well, sometimes God says yes, and sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says maybe. Regarding the revealed promises of God in the Word, they are yes. He is no respecter of persons. If he's healed one, he'll heal all. If he's delivered one, he'll deliver all. If he has prospered one, he'll prosper all. If he's given peace to one and set one free from bondage, he'll give peace to all and set all free from bondage. You must know that every promise belongs to you. It is yours because you are in him in Christ, as long as you're in right fellowship with him, praise God. So prayer is not convincing God that he should give you the promise. It's already yours. In fact, what prayer is doing is it's going to release that promise that already is yours to come to pass in your life. Another thing is prayer is not manipulating God to get him to change his mind or be favorable to us so he'll do something for us. You can't manipulate God. He says in Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Who needs to do the changing if you're not seeing your prayers be responded to? You do. You need to get in line with praying accurately according to New Testament prayer. Prayer isn't manipulating God to change his mind. Prayer is praying according to his word, praying accurately in a New Testament sense in order to release that promise of God, praying the word, not the problem, in order to see his promises come to pass in your life. Now, what is prayer? Prayer is communicating with God. We are communicating with God, and how do we communicate with him? Based on the covenant relationship that we have, and what is the covenant spelled out in? It's spelled out in the Word of God. We have the Word of the covenant. We communicate with God. We're dealing with him on a covenant relationship, and therefore we are doing things according to the Word. It's like you have a contract with someone, and if you're going to be able to deal with them, you got to deal with them according to the terms of the contract. Well, you have a covenant with God. You're going to be communicating and dealing with him through the word of the covenant, praise God. In fact, the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. When we pray effectively, accurately, in line with God's word, we're going to see that where our prayers are going to be responded to, and we'll see the promise. Prayer is communicating with God according to his word. You're going to speak the word. You're going to return the word. When you pray, pray the word of God. If you don't have scriptures to pray, then you need to get in the word and find the scriptures. Just don't pray whatever's on your mind. Don't just ever pray your problem or whatever your need is. Get in the scriptures and pray what the word says, which is the answer to your particular problem. Another thing you need to realize is prayer is a spirit realm action. When you are praying in the spirit. You are praying in the spiritual realm, releasing spiritual power. You are contacting God, who is a spirit. And when you're coming against the enemy, you're coming against the devil, who's also a spirit. It is a spirit realm action. Remember, there's a natural realm and there's a spiritual realm. You are going to pray the word of God, and it is going to take effect in the spiritual realm immediately. Ephesians 6:18. We put on the armor of God, and we're praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. We're praying in the Spirit. We're operating in the spiritual realm, praise God. We're contacting the spiritual realm, which is the realm that dominates the natural realm. It's going to influence, change, and shape everything that goes on in the natural realm, praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, we look not, or take aim, literally that means, we take aim not at the things that are seen, but we take aim at the things that are not seen. Why? Because the things that are seen in the natural realm are temporal. That means they're subject to change. But the things that are not seen are eternal, praise God. Prayer is going to take aim at things you don't see. Also, from a standpoint of warfare against the enemy, prayer wages warfare against Satan and his demonic powers and all of his spirits that operate in the heavenlies. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. When you pray, you're going to be waging warfare against Satan and his forces. Another thing that's important is prayer is putting the spiritual laws of God into action to bring forth the will of God. What's the will of God? It's declared in the Word. When you pray the Word of God, you're going to put the spiritual laws of God into action because the Word is spiritual law. You are declaring, you are speaking forth the spiritual laws of God. They're being put into operation to bring forth the will of God. Also, you must realize that prayer is actually a legal transaction in the Spirit. You're praying spiritual law. You're performing a legal transaction in the Spirit realm to bring forth the promise of God. And you are releasing the ability and power of God because it's in the Word, praise God. The Word that you pray has the power of God within it. Also, when you're praying, remember that you are putting the angels to work. Prayer is going to put the angels to work in the Spirit to work for us. Hebrews 1:14 says of the angels that they're ministering spirits and they're sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation. That's us. We can pray and put the angels to operate. In fact, Jesus said that I can now pray to my Father and he'll presently give me more than 12 legions of angels. He knew he could pray and the angels would be on the scene to get him out of whatever situation he's in. When you speak God's word, the angels, they do his commandments. They hearken to the voice of the word of God. And this is so very important that when you pray, you're going to see the angels are going to go forth, messenger angels, warrior angels, and they're going to do the work in the Spirit. They're going to go before you, prepare your way. They're going to prosper your way and bring the will of God to pass. So we've begun this session on accurate New Testament prayer, about what prayer is not and what prayer is. We're going to continue this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.